Hello, Malcolm here. The Lord is good, and his love endures forever. Psalm 100, verse 5. Welcome to Quiet Time Coaching, episode 34. Today we're concluding our exploration of Psalm 100 by moving on to its final verse, verse 5. If you've listened to episodes 33, 32, 31, and I think number 30, I've recorded several podcasts about Psalm 100 because I'm planning a church service focused on the message of this psalm. It's coming up this coming Sunday, the 6th of May 2018, at the Bracknell Leisure Centre, the Thames Valley Churches of Christ, 2:30 in the afternoon. You're very welcome to come or send your friends. But I'm writing blogs and I'm making recordings to ask, well, to clarify my own thinking, but also to ask you for your feedback and your thoughts on this amazing psalm. The previous verse, verse 4, gives us an invitation and an exhortation. The invitation is to come into God's presence, and the exhortation is to be thankful and praise God. Now today, we will explore the following verse, verse 5, which assures us of God's love and faithfulness. What does he say? For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Well, let's look at two aspects here. First, love, and then secondly, faithfulness. The love of God and the faithfulness of God. Number one, first of all, his long-lasting love. The word translated love here is the important Hebrew word chesed. It involves the feeling of love, but it means more than simply a feeling. This love is an unfailing love, loyal, devoted, kind, and merciful. Really, it's a divine love. God's love for us can be trusted. Why? Because he's loyal to us, just as he was loyal to the Israelites, despite their rebellion, failings, and weaknesses. He is consistently good to us, even when we are consistently bad to him. As Jesus said in Matthew 5, verse 45, he, that's God, causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. This is a love that cannot be thwarted. The Apostle Paul had a good handle on this kind of love. Here's the Message version of Romans chapter 8, verses 35 to 39. Do you think anyone is going to be able to drive a wedge between us and Christ's love for us? There is no way. Not trouble, not hard times, not hatred, not hunger, not homelessness, not bullying threats, not backstabbing, not even the worst sins listed in Scripture. They kill us in cold blood because they hate you. We're sitting ducks. They pick us off one by one. None of this fazes us because Jesus loves us. I'm absolutely convinced that nothing living or dead, angelic or demonic, today or tomorrow, high or low, thinkable or unthinkable, absolutely nothing can get between us and God's love because of the way that Jesus, our Master, has embraced us. Wonderful words. How do we know that God is love loyal to us? The cross and the empty tomb are all the evidence we need. The cross tells us God has already made the supreme sacrifice of love so that we can experience his love. The empty tomb tells us God has the power to overcome any barrier to us experiencing his love. God's long-lasting love is a compelling reason to trust him with the here and now. So firstly, his long-lasting love. Secondly, his forever faithfulness. The long-lasting love of God is the reason we can live with confidence. Confident in God's love for us now and confident about our future. Both our future in this life and our future in the next life. The psalmist says his faithfulness continues through all generations because it does. God's faithfulness was not only to Noah and Abraham, it was not only to Isaac and Joseph, it was not only to Daniel and Jeremiah, it was not only to Ezra and Nehemiah, It was not only to David and Solomon. It was not only to John the Baptist and Jesus. It was not only to Peter and John. It was not only to Paul and Timothy. No, God's faithfulness began in Eden with Adam and Eve and continues today, all these millennia later, to every person on this planet. Billions and billions, and you and me. You see, our unfaithfulness is powerless to prevent God faithfully putting faith in humankind. As the Apostle Paul put it in Romans 3, verses 3 to 4, what if some were unfaithful? Will their unfaithfulness nullify God's faithfulness? Not at all. Let God be true and every human being a liar. If God's faithfulness is available to every generation, why do we fear what will happen in the future? If God promises to love our children and our children's children with equal faithfulness to the love he has shown us, why do we worry about our children? Certainly, to have a loving concern for our children is healthy, but to worry about them not only creates tension, but is an implicit assumption of God's unfaithfulness. If God has loved you, he will love the next generation, and the one after that, and the one after that, and so on. Psalm 100 ends by looking forward with optimism. God has given us many reasons to be thankful, grateful, and joyful. We are secure in our identity and safe in his flock. We have good reason to shout and sing his praises. What we see in this psalm provides a good model for most personal prayer times and our occasions of corporate worship. So pray over this psalm, meditate on it, let it sink into your mind and your heart. So what helps you to believe that God is fundamentally good? In what way have you seen his love remain consistent in your life? How do you genuinely feel about the next generation? Please leave a comment. Leave a comment here where you hear this recording so that we can all learn from one another. If we leave our comments publicly, we can learn from each other, and we learn best when we learn in community. So please leave a comment and pass the link on to one other person who might also benefit from what we've been recording here. And if you have time, I'd appreciate it if you could give this a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Not so much that it makes me feel good, but such that it raises the profile of these recordings and then other people can benefit. Well, until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful week of fulfilling quiet times. God bless.